forced to learn something totally different. The journey from Vilmanstrand to Arkhangelsk had taken an entire winter. He had mostly kept quiet at first, because he was horrified at how bad he was at the language. But he had absorbed a lot, and in places he had had to work for a little money, so that he could move on. People had probably taken him for deaf and dumb, or just not too clever. But now that Daniel had reached Arkhangelsk, his first objective was the mountain land of Tarangai. Giving an account of his experiences, adventures, and brushes with death on his journey would take too long. The mere task of exchanging his Swedish soldier's uniform for ordinary clothes had taken time. He had solved that problem in Finland, because he knew he would be pretty unpopular in Russia if he waited until he arrived there. How he managed to find food on the journey, avoid wild animals and the Russian authorities, is a different story. No, that will have to wait. Wendel's lessons in Russia had been a foundation that he could build on, which was why he learned the language extremely fast. Now that he had reached Arkhangelsk, he was brave enough to walk down to the harbour and look for work. This was his best chance of finding out how he could progress. So many languages and dialects were spoken there that people would hardly notice him, and he might be able to earn a few kopecks. He had spent about a week there when he met a man who had roamed a lot around the coast of the Arctic Ocean. Daniel told him that, if possible, he wanted to try to reach the region of the Nenets. The Russian laughed. Nenetsi? What do you want to go there for? By the way, we call them Yurak Samoyeds. I know, Daniel nodded. I have promised to take a greeting to them if I reach their part of the world. Their part of the world? The Russian roared with laughter. It's not a part of the world where you just drop by. It's the end of the world. Have you been there? No, you must be crazy. I haven't even been halfway to Narianmar, the principal city. Narianmar. Wendel had mentioned that place. Was it the place he had passed on his homeward journey? Can you reach it by sea? I suppose you can. I don't know. If so, it's bound to be a hell of a roundabout way. A roundabout way? Isn't there a direct route? Probably. But wait till tomorrow till I have a word with somebody I know, so that I can tell you the way. Daniel thanked the man, and the following day, they told him that he had to follow the Pinega River inland to the village with the same name. There he was to leave the river because from there a kind of road led across to the Metsin River. He was to follow it right down to the Arctic Ocean once more to the village of Metsin. From there he would have to journey due east to Safonovo and on to Ust-Tsilma. This was beside the Pekora River, which was to follow the Narianmar estuary. Daniel wrote it all down, but was careful not to show the others what he had.